the excavations. Gathering this information has been possible thanks to the archaeological documentation of all remains that have appeared. Archaeology is an auxiliary scientific discipline of history, prehistory, and anthropology, devoted to the study of past cultures through observation and analysis of its material remains. These remains, known as material culture, consist of all vestiges subject to being collected or studied using archaeological methodology. Domestic utensils, tools, construction remains, waste, funeral structures, walls, etc. Archaeological excavations are carried out to recover them, which allows archaeologists to contextualize them thanks to the identification of stratigraphic sequence in which they were deposited. In the excavations conducted at the Castel Vell, abundant archaeological remains have been recovered, among which ceramics stand out due to their number and the information they provide. Thus, green glazed plates, graphite jars, or jars decorated with dry rope, tall standing lamps, or stamped jars have been of great help to date most of Castel Vell structures from the Almohad period, including the house in front of us. The period is dated between the second half of the 12th century and the first third of the 13th century, shortly before the Christian conquest. In addition to recovering and studying buried remains, archaeological digs in castles also aim to document the different architectural elements used in these. Thus, the so-called archaeology of architecture aims to identify the different construction phases that make up a certain structure, as well as to establish their different uses throughout history. Following these precepts, the architectural ensemble of the Castel Vell is considered built history, where recent restorations are but a new construction phase. Let's continue on our way until the next stop, panel number 5. There, we will talk about the castle's territory.